I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Here's a contradiction. A report out this morning says new claims for unemployment benefits grew by 30,000 last week. That's the biggest jump in more than a year. But at the same time, another report says manufacturers can't find enough workers. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in New York. And Bob, how do you explain this contradiction?
Well, there really does seem to be a disconnect when you consider that there were 360,000 newly unemployed workers filing for jobless benefits last week. And we've been hearing from a lot of economists that it's way past time for businesses to start hiring again. There are growing complaints from the manufacturing sector, though, that there aren't enough qualified workers. The latest indication of that comes in a survey of 119 manufacturers in the Mid-Atlantic region. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia says 93 of those firms were hiring the last 3 months, but more than half of those reported that finding workers with the needed skills was difficult.
And what is the manufacturing industry saying in terms of how to get those skilled workers?
Well, when you think of manufacturing, historically there's been a lot of labor-intensive, relatively unskilled assembly line work involved. But those are the jobs that are being moved to other countries. And what's left is a need for the workers who aren't just making the 25-cent parts, but in some cases the ones who are making the $25,000 parts. The manufacturers say they need workers who are analytical, problem solvers, and experienced with technology. Dan Mextrith is chief economist at the Manufacturers Alliance, a business research group, and he told us this morning there's an education gap in this area.
In the high schools, there's this philosophy that every student should be prepared to go to college. So therefore, you don't have the technical training, the school-to-work programs that you did in the past.
That echoes the concerns voiced recently by Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. He made a speech last month lamenting the problem and saying equal access to knowledge is essential to developing a skilled workforce.
Bob, a lot of American jobs are still being moved offshore to other countries. Any chance that trend will be reversed?
Well, that's a tough question. It's one we put to Dan Mextrith at the Manufacturers Alliance. He agrees it's hard to push the schools to invest in manufacturing when it looks like a dead end.
Job opportunities in manufacturing are obviously not going to be as plentiful as they were in the past. The industry is shrinking, and essentially for the last 25 years, manufacturing has not created a net new job. So generally, manufacturing is not going to be a growth area for jobs in the economy.
It really is a tough sell when you look at the numbers. In just the past 4 years, almost 3 million manufacturing jobs have been lost. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into why the leader of one of the world's richest countries, Japan's prime minister, is taking the time to make TV pitches to Americans to send money.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.